The gross lotion of making it so lishy tussa is not so smooth.
Yeah, because it's not the same kind of case. So the whole thing is more complicated. We did not take that into consideration. But the Baruch Shmuel brings it in. Okay, but
Have any proof that anywhere else that hachrozah means to be mevar or such a thing? Or it's only local here, Rebbe's saying?
I have no proof. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, a Meister of Shach doesn't learn like me, and the Birkesh Shmuel don't learn like me. So I'm not such a Baal Gaiva to say that I has to be right, you know. It's not a possible shot, but maybe it's wrong. You know, you have to be a shtick or humble, especially because it's not like we really delved into the sugya so well.
So why does the Rosh say that it's something... Something that rice in the chumra. The mice the rush holds is the cool. He should say, even though I hold it's something that, even though it's something that's the cooler, but still.
Why is the rush hold such rice? Everyone holds something that rice in the chumra.
I thought the rush said my mom in the cooler.
That's suffix memina, but there's a suffix iser here. This is, there's a suffix memina. You're in my shot, and the shach shot, this Berkish Mule shot. I don't know which shot you're in. My pshat is that we're not the enachinami. We use suffik memayna nekuda. Suffik memayna nekuda is overriding suffik deraisa nechumra, and you can't override it unless unless you're machriz, then you have no right to override it because you can't evoke the principle of suffik memayna nekuda until you did your due diligence, because it's like Savik Drabban and Akula is only when you do your due diligence. So therefore, before your Machriz, you're not allowed to use the principle of Savik Mimayin and Akula, and Mimayla, you're left with the principle of Savik Derais and Achumra. There's the starting point is the Savik Derais and Achumra. That's overpowered by there's two opposite Halagas. And when the two hanagas are in stira, so the shot is which one wins. It is anhaga savik deraisa lechumra. It is anhaga savik memayna nekuda. The Rosh is saying in Baba Basra that the anhaga of savik memayna nekuda is stronger than the anhaga of savik deraisa lechumra. Right? Neither of them are biurim. There's absolutely no birer. There's no chazaka. There's no birer. It's just anhaga. So which anhaga is stronger? But the Hanhaga of Sabek Mamayan Akuda, all Hanhagas of the Kuda is only if you are Mavaya, that's a Safik. Hanhaga of Sabek Derais and Chumba doesn't need to be Mavaya, that's a Safik.
And the way you be Mavaya here is one more thing. How are you going to be Mavaya over here again?
So I was claiming you'd be Machriz to check that there's no, that's what I would send my Apikorsis or Daichik or Crazy, whatever name you want to give it. That I said that machriz doesn't mean machriz and then you return it. Machriz means to machriz if anyone has any information on the suffix, because you have to, you're really allowed to keep it me suffix, the suffix memayin and akula, but you have to first determine that it's a real suffix memayna, because maybe somebody knows that he wasn't mafker. Maybe he has witnesses that he said, I'll be back, whatever. He just wasn't mafka. So before you can evoke Safek Mamayna Nakuda, just like you can't evoke Safek Dreis Drabar Nakuda, can't evoke any Hanhaga Nakuda. Every Hanhaga Nakuda is only mutter to evoke after you've proven that this is a situation of Safek. Because the Kuda is only if it's a Safek. So you're obligated to prove that it's a Safek. So you have to do your research to prove it's a suffix. That was what I wanted to claim. I agree the guy's time that's not so much from the lashon, but okay. That's what I was trying to claim, that yachris means to yachris to determine the issue, the suffix. The suffix is, was he mafker or not mafker? And then, but if determining the suffix cannot be determined, so then it really is a suffix moment. And we use the principle of Safek Mamayna Nekuda, like the Rosh did in Baba Basra. the Maisa, the Berger Shmuel, throws a giant wrench in me, and I don't know, I'm not really, I'll rego achas, because why, that, when would you say Suffolk Mamayna Nakula, that if there's no Marikama? If there's a Marikama, you don't say Suffolk Mamayna Nakula. The Chayr over here, there's a Marikama. So why doesn't the Marikama come in? So I don't know that. I don't know if
any. Maybe you wouldn't be mad to that. And I'm just I don't know if I'm allowed to defend Rebbe, but I'm saying, Rebbe wouldn't be matcha that lemaisa there's a lemaisa, it's a real true suffix over here. Once he leaves, it's not really, there is no mari, you don't look at a mari kama anymore.
Don't we have mari? You have a suffix, you have a mari kama.
Because it could be, it's a suffix in din, whether or not that is be'etzem called, that we're mafkar it, like all hafkarot. There's a question, we mafkar, we already moved him. The shaila is we don't look at him as a bilus anymore if we make hefker the heftza. He's already removed in the salad.
That's just saying that because by sveka the dina we don't use chazakas. But that's like such a big machlekes for shayinim, and I'm not going to start making it everything totally on everything else.
I wasn't trying to say sveka the dina.
Sveka the dina is you don't use chazakas because mishuma chazaka lo yishana hadin. Right, that's, we had that in Kedushin, in Nasanu Amrahi, that Mishum HaChazaka La Yishana Hadin. That's the Lashon of, I forgot who. Whose Lashon is that? I think most of the Kudras of Sfeikas bring someone who says that. Mishum HaChazaka La Yishana Hadin. Maybe it's a Takfel Kohen, the Shah. But I'm not, that's a gigantic Machlekes Rishayim.
Oh, I wasn't trying to get that. I was just trying to say in when it comes to Aveda, that we say it's automatically hefker. And once a person's misalik from it, it's the chacham who made it hefker. It's like they said that it's mufka to the vel. So it's not even dealing with the marikama. It's dealing with whatever the status of hefker is. It's like a different.
We have a suffix. If he was misalik, so you have a marikama. Why can't you actually have a marikama?
Not like a baal din anymore. The question is he coming back? And that's like, can he move himself? It's like
I don't hear this. I'm sorry. Okay. So let's try a new sigyon. So that's the truth is the Birka Shmuel throwing in the marikama, which is the Chayra right. So I really have to relearn the whole sigyon a little bit. It definitely makes it confusing. But okay. Let's start. So we're in the bottom, the last word on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Itmar. Famous sugya. I learned this sugya, I don't want to say how many years ago. Right? Probably my first Gemara. Itmar, Yish Shalomi Das. Abaya Amar Havi Yish. The Rava Amar. I'm sorry, Abaya Amar Lo Havi Yish. The Rava Amar Havi Yish. Right. See Rashi. Yish Rami Das. Tover Shemistamo Yish. Kisheyeda Shanafa Mimenu. Kishinimso Adayan Yodo Abayim Shavimen. Something that if he would have Mistama, there would be Yish when the guy died and would find out. Mistama Yish Kisheyada. But Kishinimzu, Adayim Layodo Abayim. The Bayim didn't know yet. Or at least we assume that the Bayim didn't know. I don't know if we can know for sure that the Bayim didn't know.
Maybe you don't know. You don't know.
I mean, Bashab Shad is we don't know. There's no way to know. We know, no way to know for sure, but okay. But okay, it makes no difference. But it's the assumption is Adayim Layodo Abayim. Shanafa Meher. So Abaya Omar Lo Avayish. So let's see Rashi. The Kame Mefarish Pluktayo.
Rebbe, since when does stoma be a cheshbon in halacha? We have beerers. We don't have stomas. Normally, we don't say there's no halacha of stam. Stoma. What's mistama? Either a person does or he doesn't, or most people do.
Based on understanding of human psychology, we have a right to assume that this is what will happen.
Mistama, we think Mistama is usually like the lush Mistama. It's like Mistama, it happened. We don't know. Mistama, it happened. That's not...
So say it a little more. Mistama means that based on human psychology, based on study of people, this is what people do. You can't say for sure this guy would do that because everybody is different. Some people are slightly different than others.
So is this more than a rave? Or here? Or where would Rebbe equate this with rave? Is this like 50-50? Better than a rave?
Better than a rave, yes. This is a stammer that we assume. We assume that this is definitely true. A rave is ain't ochem amam and ach a rave. A rave has a miyat. This is no miyat. This is a stammer. There's no miyat against. There's no miyat. Stammer. There's no miyat.
There's no like miyuta to miyuta even. This is not even, this is like a 99. Yeah. This is like.
I didn't say there's no miyuta, but it's not a, there's not a miyat, a miyatic stammer. No, that didn't make any sense, but I'll say it again in English because it's thief. It's a thief guy. Yeah, the miyat has to be of the same material of the rive. In order for the miyat to be kinega the rive, the miyat is everything, but the rive has just less. So you have 10 units, I have 1 unit. But when you have a mistama, you don't have a weak mistama against it. It's not a mistama. So it's a mistama against no mistama. 99 against 1, because the 99 is probability and 1 is a probability. So the miyat is the same form as the rive. So you're allowed to view the miyat and the rive at the same time, because you're looking at probabilities. Well, there's 99 probabilities this way, 1 probability this way. But when you're not looking at probabilities, you're giving chashivas to a mistama, then when you look at the miyat side, there is no mistama. In order to be a miyat, you would have to have a weak mistama. And there's no such thing as a weak mistama. So it's a mistama against nothing. So therefore, it's better than a right. I think what I said is right. It's a little thief. I think it's right that there are cases that there are, and we had that, I don't remember where, in Yavamis, that there's a rave without a miyat against it. Not every rave has a miyat against it. I don't remember the case. Offhand, it was a popo share, but I don't remember. In the end of Yavamis, Rishiva maybe gave in the beginning of Gittin, and there was a pilpul shir in the beginning of Gittin, which is in the sugya of Yavamis, at the end of Yavamis. So there's a Rashba there, but I don't remember anymore. I do not remember. You can look after the Birchas Davin, but I remember she had a pilpul shir in the beginning of Gittin. It was really a good pilpul shir on Yavamis. But I think it's in that Maror Mekaymis, you have cases that not every rive has a miyat against it. Because I think they say the same thing, that a karev does not have a miyat against it necessarily, because you can't have a miyat karev. I don't know, I don't remember. Okay, anyway. But is that okay, Shmuel?
Maybe saying that even Shmuel holds Ein Hoch Mamon Acharoiv over here holds this new level called Stama that doesn't go into this category because we don't have anything that's not a Stama. It's a Stama, and then there's no opposite of a Stama.
Even if there's a possibility, but it's not that possibility is not a Stama. So you need in order for a Mia to fight a Rive, it has to be, I have a small thing that you have on a small scale. A miniature you against you, but there's no miniature stammer against a big stammer.
So Rebbe said, like all the cases that they say that no, a person wouldn't have, let's say the Gemara goes to the case and the Gemara says, no, a person wouldn't be necessarily, excuse me. So those cases are what, not called, not in the stammer? That's the opposite?
No stammer's there.
Yes. So it's either stammer or no stammer. There's no other choice between the two.
There's no stammer with a me and a stammer against it. I think that's by definition, an impossibility. Okay, anyway. So stama is a we had this in we had this in also in Gittin. Well, chotzef inish is a yufe. I forgot already what Tosis said. Well, Tosis, al chotzef inish is a yufe, it might seem mamen, I believe. Because it's not a right. It's a human nature. Okay. Anyway, let's continue. I don't remember. Okay. So Abaye Amar Lo Ave Yish. So Rashi says Tavrish is Stamo Yish because she Yeda Shenafa Mimenu. The something that is Stamo Bimiyish when he finds out that it fell from him. Shenimso Adayin Lo Yado Abaye Lim Shenafa Mimenu. But he doesn't know. If when it knows that he lost it. He's miyayish. No, I'm a yish. The kama mefarish pluktayu. Okay, I'm not sure what Rashi wants because I don't know what Rashi's. I mean, it's pretty obvious what the pluktayu is, but okay. It does explain.
What it's based on? We don't know what it's based on.
Okay, that what Rashi means. What it's based on? Okay, we'll see. Rava Amar have a yish. Rava says it is yish. Okay. Pidavre sheesh bo simen. Kuli amalo pligid lava yish. Ava, because the reason why is alava yish? Because that's not what Rashi described. That's not davar shemistama yish kishayada. Right? So it's very simple. I mean, it's like a little. Rashi's already being the gun. Davar sheyesh bo simen. So that's not a stumba, only for yish. So kuli amalo pligi lava yish. The ava gav the shamina the miyash v'sai lava yish. The chiyasa the yade bisura hu the asa the yade. The chiyada the nava minay no miyash. Meimar amar simona is a big avoy. Okay, I have to read that again. Because there's no stomach. So what? So that was later. Since there was no original yish, so it's isura seyade, and then the later yish doesn't help. To the chi yada de nafau, because the chi yada de nafau means when he dropped it, if he would know in the future he lost it, lo miyayish. Meimar amar simana isay begavaya. What does this line mean? The chi yada de miyayish, meimar amar, lo miyayish minay. So Tosis explains it. If you look on the top Tosis, Abagav the Hashem miyayish, akroy bi amahu, who mitchila loya oimei liyish. Okay. So Rashi said, Taiva says that even though now we find he sees miyayish, it's a fluke. But a week ago when he lost it, if he would have found out, he wouldn't have been miyayish. Okay. Now,
can I keep it?
What?
If I didn't pick it up. Yeah. Did I keep it?
No. How can you keep it?
It didn't go asli yade. It wasn't in my hand.
But then you can't keep it. You pick it up.
No, I forgot the chi, when he found out about it. Again, if he...
And then the guy was miyayish.
Yeah, I'm saying...
Okay, maybe.
I could keep a davar sheyesh bo simen if I know he's miyayish and I know who it is and everything?
Yeah. If he was miyayish before you picked it up.
I want to
go back to this Tosis. If not for Tosis, how could you learn the Gemara? Read the Gemara. Aye, but Tosis asked a kasha, but we see he was miyayish.
So Taibis says that we assume he changed, which is a very daichik.
Why maybe would a person with the change? Length of time, right?
What?
Maybe it's the length of time.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So that's what Taibis is saying. But not for Taibis. How could you learn the Gemara differently?
I thought I was saying something else, that maybe just the passage of time, you know, a week ago, I would have looked for it. I would have had that hope.
Oh, now, it's, not because, later, it's not because he changed his personality, but because he's more like...
as time goes on, he's more miyayish.
Okay, I hear. I didn't think of that, so that's why I didn't register. Okay, I hear. I was going to say a third possibility. I hear yours. Yeah. Anyone else?
What is the Gemara saying?
The Gemara says that even though we find out that he was Miyayish later.
What is later? When he found out? Or first he finds out and he's not Miyayish? And then
he finds out he's Miyayish.
He finds out he is Miyayish.
First second he finds out, he says, hey, otherwise, for sure, if the first second he's not Miyayish, we find out that as soon as he finds out he's Miyayish. So we want to play this cash, so that should be a simon that this person would have been Miyayish. So why is it? So it wasn't the year. It should have been a Yish Shulamidas. According to Rava, should be a valid Yish. Because according to Rava, if the guy would be Miyayish when he finds out, so that's called Yish.
I thought he's saying he's an aberration. He's a total. He's not. That's not a normal thing. We don't have to be chashuv for such a zach. And the fact that he did it, he's not normal.
But so what? But that's what you see. What type of person you're dealing with? You're dealing with an abnormal person. So the ma'aser agabe him. We should say yish and amidas have a yish.
Yeah, but das kol adam. We go by everybody. We don't have to go by one person.
That's not what Taibis says. Taibis says because even him, he would have acted differently. Before. Right,
so another pshat might be that is that this is not something which is stama omid liyish. Very nice, you were miyayish, but since it was in stama omid liyish, you couldn't say when you picked it up that it was in stama omid liyish, because we didn't know the future. We didn't know what would happen.
Okay, that is what I was going to say. In other words, that Rashi's mashma, that in order for yish shalom midas have a yish, it's not enough that the question is, what is the svara of yish shalom midas have a yish? So is it because your state of mind is already yish, or it's a stama that does it, right? In other words, the chakir, in other words, Rava says yish and amidas have a yish. Rava is a very, very hard to understand. If the guy doesn't know, and he's not thinking of it, so what does it? There's no thought. The guy wasn't thinking about it. There's no what makes yish. You need there's something that has to make a halachic din yish. The guy didn't know about it. So he would have been miyayish. So I would have done something. If I would have known, I would have. But you didn't know. So what is Rava's svara? Well, if I would have known, I would have been miyayish. Like so what? If you would have known, since when does if I would have known do anything? So Taisa seems to be learning Rava Kipshuto that listen, if you would have known, you would have been miyayish, and that's what the criteria is. And the shaida is that true or not? Would you have been miyayish if you would have known? So the havamina is that if he's miyayish later, so he glowing milsa, that he's the type of person who, if he would have known, he would have been miyayish. And the answer is no, because we say it's akroi biyama, it's a fluke. It's very hard to understand Taishas's svara because l'chayra.
Why does it have to be a fluke?
I mean, it's a fluke that he was miyayish later.
It doesn't have to be a fluke as long as it's not an expected thing.
No, but Taishas says that's what it says. Umetchila lo ya oimei avra da hashda miyayish ikroi bi'alma.
Isn't that what that means?
Yes, but I'm asking, why does Tosos have to say that it's an akroi da?
That's what I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying without Tosos, because I'm Parshat Pshat, is Tosos learns that if now we know, you know, if the future is megadah to us, his personality, even though we had no way of knowing Mishas Maisa, but that qualifies for Yesh Shalom Midas. Parshat Pshat and Tosos is that Yesh Shalom Midas is that you have the way people usually say it is, even though you don't need active das, you just need a state of mind. So we find out later that you had this state of mind. We didn't expect it. We didn't know. Why do you have to know? You find out later. So now you know. I find out a week later that today you had this state of mind. So therefore, Tosos has to say that no, we don't assume that you had that state of mind today. We say what happened later was in Akroi B'Alma. But we don't know that you had that state of mind. Think the Maisa, that sounds like a very Deichik Svara. Not that I'm arguing with Tosos, but just pointing it out there because, you know, that's a little unlikely, far-fetched. That's not Roy B'Alma. If I ask you, what's the bigger probability? Is it more probable that it was an Akroi B'Alma, or is it more probable that this is this guy? This guy's a very pessimistic guy, and he's a guy that's Miyayish. Most people aren't Miyayish. So it at least should be a suffix. And we should say, Echveis, I don't know. It should have a din Hilchus suffix. You should go by Marek. You know, it doesn't seem from Tosos that it's even a suffix. Doesn't say that it's a suffix. If it seems from the Gemara, it's Vadai lo aviyish. It should be at least a suffix yish, because maybe it wasn't an achray. Maybe he really that's him. That's Yanko. Yanko the after the pessimist. But Chaim Gordon is saying, in light of Rashi, a simpler China. Maybe is that Rashi says you need. That it should be stomach, davrish is stomach yish. Now, it's not enough that that's your state of mind. It has to be that it's a stomach that's your state of mind. The fact that it's known that that's your state of mind is what's done. It has to be, so to speak, a communicated state of mind.
The fact that it doesn't hold to that.
What?
Tosos doesn't hold to that.
I understand. That's what we're saying. Not like Tosos. We're saying that it could be. Well, I'm not sure. I'd have to read Tosos more carefully. But maybe sounds like Ein Ochinami. It sounds like that Tosos is not saying like Chaim Gordon. Rashi maybe does sound more like Chaim Gordon. And maybe that could be a Machlokes Rishayim in this. Tosos is saying, reading the Gemara, L'chayra, that because we say that as an Akroi B'Alma, but originally he wouldn't have been Miyayich. But I suspect that without Tosos, maybe other Rishonim learn the Gemara differently. That of course, you go ahead later and you're Miyayich. So you're a Megala, what type of person you are. We see that you're a super pessimistic person. But that doesn't qualify for Yesh Shalom Midas, because Yesh Shalom Midas, it's not enough that this is what your state of mind. It has to be known that there's a din advar shebelev lo ave dvar. So even if there's not a chisaron of Yesh Shalom Midas, but it's a chisaron advar shebelev. Advar shebelev means if something's not known, then it's a chisaron advar shebelev. So very nice. We see now that this is your personality. But the Shas Maisa, we didn't know that that was your personality. So if the Shas Maisa, we didn't know that that was your personality. So even Rava agrees it's no good because that's the requirement that it has to be known Yesh Shalom Midas. Right, I'm quoting you right. I hope so.
I think so.
What? I think so. So that I believe I have to go research. I have a vague recollection that I didn't make this up, that this is a machlekes rishayim right here.
I'm saying, is it a chefs and gavra type of thing? Is
that not a chefs and gavra? It's a shayla whether what is shad in Rava? Rava's svara of Yir Shalom Das is a very difficult svara. So, because where is the active ingredient? So, is there a requirement in Rava that at least you need a stomach to make the active ingredient? Otherwise, you need you need something to make it, to give it mamushas. Now, there's according to Chaim Gordon, unless you have a stomach, like there's nothing here.
Doesn't
read too well in the Gemara.
What?
Rashi's chat doesn't read too well into the Gemara.
Why?
Who speaks about what this guy is thinking? Just the perspective is weird because it should say that it's not a stoma. It's not something that the stam person would be miayish on. It sounds like it's talking about this person.
Is Afa Gav the Shamin and the Miyasha Bisai? Even though we heard that he Miyasha Bisai, lo have a Yish. Tchi Asa Viyade, Bistur the Asa Viyade.
Right, first up there, we'll be fine.
Yada the Nafa Mine, lo Miyash. Maymer Amar Simona say Begavoy, Yavina Simona Shakline. So he's saying, Maymer, the Chi Asa Viyade.
About this guy, the guy who dropped it, not people in general, or objects like this. It seems much more like.
Is it the person or the
hear about what
item?
He personally would have done? What he personally would have done, and that.
Is it only the person or the item? Is that what you're asking?
Maybe. In other words,
even in Rashi, why don't you say retroactively that you were?
I can't hear you.
Even in Rashi, why don't you say retroactively?
Because I'm not proving that this is the short shot in Rashi, but if there's a requirement of stoma, you can't have a retroactively stoma.
Why not? Well, stoma doesn't. Maybe Rashi. Maybe Rashi needs
to. Stoma understood. Stoma means that I don't have to do research. It's stoma.
Right, but if you don't, because maybe stoma means that I know what's going to be. Stoma means I know what's going to be.
So you can't if you don't know till later, then it wasn't stoma.
No, but the reason for stoma is to know what this. Is in order to know what's going to be later. If I mamish know late what's later, it's even better. So Tosfos says you can't go retroactively.
That's not Chaim Gordon Chan. I understand. No, we're not saying that Rashi's mukhluf like Chaim Gordon.
Oh.
We're just saying that in you could say that when once Rashi says you need a stomach, you could take Rashi literally, so to speak.
Oh.
You need a stomach. And therefore, if the guy was Miyayish later, even though the Yish later is true, and it is a good Gidoy, Lamafreya, but Bishas Maisa, you are missing the stomach. And the stomach.
Rashi is through us the other day, right? So Rashi, instead of going to what the Gemara says, he says his own thing. The Dover Shane was the Shia issue, which is how we would expect Rashi to explain the Gemara.
You're saying he doesn't say because the guy, he
doesn't bother explaining what the Gemara says.
He should have said because the guy was not Miyayish. The guy, the way Tavis is saying is because when he picked it up, at that point in time, he did not have Yir Shalom Das in his head. But Rashi is saying it wasn't Osui. Right, and as it does, right. In other words, I think you're right that Rashi seems to be again the same thing. It's totally on the stomach. starting on the asui. What he should have said is the dove the ain't no miayish. At this point in time, the guy would not it's not miayish. They're not miayish. Not that he, but Rashi's saying it's not asui this yayish. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. It's hard to know.
Maybe we should read the rest of the Rashi's.
Yeah, we should. We should read. We should also read Rabbeinu Chananu. He's...
Now, I'm just saying Rashi on the Mamish is described, I think he's trying to go on, the, on that step. I think the Rashi here.
Okay, let's keep on reading the Gemara, though, a little bit. Again, so the Gemara said, B'dabar sheish bo simen everyone agrees it's not Yish. I forgot the Shamina and the Miyayish. Live beside the Bachman puts in a base. Right. And obviously, you can read it at the end without the base. The Shamiyayish, the Saif, no other Yish. The Chiyasa, the Yade, be sure the Asa, the Yade.
Why isn't he that line? Are we allowed to hack on this whole thing? Because I'm saying, why isn't that like the chiasul is true? That's not why. That's
because
not
yes, it is. Because otherwise, the year should work later. If did not have the svar be surah of yade,
yeah.
Even if you say year should only das law of a yish, and the yish didn't work before, but let the yish work now. So now there's yish. So let the yish work now. It says, because once you pick it up, Pisura, so Yish can't work anymore because you're a Shimer. Yish doesn't work when it's Asa Biyade Pisura.
Lo Havi Yish? That's not the, I'm saying that's not the reason why it's Lo Havi Yish. That's the reason why.
The Yish that's in the present can no longer work because it's the way they usually explain it is Yish only works if it's out of your Rishos. Yish Rishos doesn't work. And once you picked it up, there's Chau and Yuachi of Hashava. So therefore, it's as if it's in the Rishos of the Biden. And the Yish can't work anymore.
I'm saying it's the reason why Lo Havi Yish, the Chi Asa is usually a cause, right? The Chi Asa, right. Cause. Right. So that's why it's Lo Havi
Yish. It's not a Yish now.
That's why you can't keep it. That's not why Lo Havi Yish.
Why isn't the Yish now make it that you're allowed to keep it? There it says the Yish now doesn't make you allowed to keep it because it was Yisur HaSav Yadeh. To the Chiyadah Denof Aminei, no me Yish. Meimar Amar. Meimar Amar. Simana Isli Begaveh. Yavina Samina Simana Vishaklinade. Okay. So in that case, even Rava agrees Avayich. Bizuto show Yam Yasa Shonar. I forgot this a Simon Rahmana Sharya. Kidab being in the name of the common. So we'll have to learn. This is a giant sugya. What does it mean Rahmana Sharya? Is this, I believe the big sugya is. Is this the Rahman Sharya nothing to do with the Sugya of Yish? Or is Rahman Sharya through the system of Yish? Right? Because I believe we'll have to see that the Gemara later says, I don't remember my ideas, but the Gemara I think later says that where do we know that Yish altogether works? So we Google learn out Yish from Zuto Shanar, Zuto Shoyam. So if Zuto Shoyam has nothing to do with Yish, it's just some kind of Svar of Rahman Sharya. So you can't learn out from Zuto Shoyam the Din Yish.
He's from a menu or something. Is this Drush or something? It's lost from him.
Rashi says that we learn out Yish from Zuto Shoyam.
Isn't it like a drusha that it says it has to be learned, it's lost from him, but mashma, it's lost at least from some lagabi everybody, or not lagabi everybody, or something like that. It's like a drusha.
But that's by the Shayam, they talk. We'll see. I have to find it in the Gemara. So I have to figure out what this means. So by Zuto Shayam, everyone agrees that it's Havayish.
So you didn't have active years. Rav Amar have years to the chiyada the nava miyay miyayish minay. Meimar Amar Shemona, that's the big avoy. Mehashu the miyayish. Now what does that mean? Mehashu the miyayish. Mehashu the miyayish. So that's, you know, for some reason it's considered yish now. But why? The guy said the Rav's Abai is right. The yada, he didn't know. You can't have mehashava yish. The guy didn't know about it, so it's a very unclear gemara.
They changed the gersa by my gemara. I don't know. They said
I don't like to change the gersa. Don't change my gersa. What do they change it to?
Mehashta havi yish.
Well, that seems to be the way Rashi has it. That's how Rashi has it.
Bechin havi barashi.
What? How do you have it?
Mehashta. Havi yish.
Not mehashta hu the miyayish.
Right.
Mehashta hu the miyayish means it's going on the person.
Right.
And havi yish is going on the din.
Correct.
Okay, let me read Rashi. Before I insult your Gemara. I mean, we don't really know that Rashi had a different, okay, maybe. That's his only right, because Rashi is different and masculine. Okay, let's see Rashi. Yish, let me die. I started to some of Yish. She yodin amenu. She nimsu adayin la yodah abash amenu. Love a Yish. Kame forish b'dayil. The Yish of its eyes. Even though the Mishamim Yish of its eyes. After the guy found it, he screamed out, he said, I'm Yayish. Clutter the Yish, you're going to revive the Chisarin kids. The words of the Chisarin kids is Yish. The God of Daite is Shanuish man. Because he's begat at that he's giving up. They say, "Vay the chisar kiss." You are being begat a das that you gave up.
And the relevance in this particular spot?
Well, it might be this is the first place that we discuss yish, is it?
Oh, I'm not with Aleph. We brought up the word yish many times. Although over there it's Yush Midas.
How come Rashi says Kagoin?
1 second. Where in Amin Av they talk about Yish?
Oh, although in Mechanashta the Bidari, we do use actually Afkarino. Afkarino, right,
Afkarino. I mean, Rashi said the Hezbri because Nisyaish, but I don't think Gemara ever mentioned the word Yish till now. So, Pashup Shad is. The Gemara never told us what Yish is. So Rashi has to tell us what Yish is.
If I have a Hefza that's maybe, we don't know, it's a something. Would a person be Miyayish or not? Not for sure, it's maybe. And now he's Megal Das afterwards. Is that the cloud that could that show us on this thing that now that's talk what it is? Is that a Giloy?
Maybe.
That's maybe. What Rashi's saying. That's the cloud. That's the cloud that if we want to know is this Hefza Stama or not, that's the cloud.
Maybe I can't say, but it's very possible.
What does Rashi make it going? Doesn't sound like a lot of different ways to do it. What other options are there?
The miyad of the Rashi does that call the yish called Amar Vayne and a Chisarin Kiss. Yeah, because that Vayne and a Chisarin Kiss is a Galei Daite Shenuish Mehem. But there's a more direct. Now, the Vayne Chisarin Kiss is not Yish. Vayne Chisarin Kiss is a Simen. A person who is Miyayish says Vayne Chisarin Kiss.
But theoretically, the guy could say explicitly, I'm a Yayish.
Nobody would do that. No one says
why
that.
Why not?
People don't talk like that.
People, okay, so that's what Rashi says, maybe, but the it's only a kigayin. The Vaylechis, when a person says Vaylechis, sorry, kiss, so we understand that he was Miyayish, but there are other ways of knowing that he's Miyayish. There's a better way. If the guy says, I'm Miyayish, the guy walks and says, oh, you know, I'm so depressed, I give up hope, I lost my thing, and I think it's hopeless, I'll never get it back. Right? That's worse than Vaylechis, sorry, kiss. So definitely Rashi is good for saying kigayin. Okay, let me keep on going. Okay, so that was pointed out. Rashi is a little ambiguous here. The Sirua, the Lashon Yivani, which goes to the Canaan, the Talmud, Amela, the Alatine, the El Zauti. Okay, anyone know what Rashi's talking about? What's the Alatine, the Alatine? These are what the sailors?
Oh, the Alatine, the Israel, the Shalach is no shalach something, and it translates it the Elza Atute, which means the gedolim in Klal Yisrael.
Yeah.
According to the pshat, that means that it's the Nesiim.
Yeah, so how, what does that do, what he's talking about?
He's saying that the word zuto means big and spreading.
Uh-huh.
And over there also, vel atzile, the which means big.
Uh-huh.
To the big people of Klal Yisrael.
Over there it's talking about that the big people didn't get punished, because they saw Hashem in Har Sinai. And Talmi Amelach means that that's when they did the Targum.
Yeah, the Targum Shivim.
And that wasn't a change of what it really meant, but okay, I don't remember. But okay, that's what it really meant. All right.
It can't be a change, because that's one of the comes that they changed it just a lashon, but to be that it could be mean two different things, I think.
Zuto lashon, zuto, velatzile.
I think only by sara is it a real change.
As ute, I'm just trying to figure out where is he. I'm sorry. I'm just okay. Where is oh, it's, in other words, he translates atzile to mean zatute, which is the same word as zuto. In other words, Rashi is showing where do we ever find the word zuto. So he found it in Targum of Talmi. Wow, Rashi's pretty good b'giyas. So he found the word zuto in Targum.
Well, Gemara says, right, it's
going
to
Gemara.
Gemara
sends
over what the Targum was.
You know, I wouldn't have known that Zatuti is the same as Zuto. I wouldn't have known that either. It's completely spelled differently. You know, this is a one test and above. Okay, but Rashi is saying Zuto and Zatuti is the same word, and it means the people that are Chashi. Okay. Let's continue the Gemara. Okay, Tashma. Hey, Rizm,
if you say Zutashliyan is because of Yish.
Well, you can't say it's Mamish because of Yish, because then why would...
Why wouldn't they have no focus in that case?
Well, yeah, that's right. So I'm saying it's obviously, it's not... That's one of the problems in the Sugya, that the Gemara says by Zutashliyan, everybody agrees. Even though Zuto Shayam is also using some kind of Yiddishtika system. So it's not that by Zuto Shayam you have no Shaykhis to Yiddish. By Zuto Shayam, it's a situation where everybody agrees Yiddish Lamidas have a Yiddish.
Maybe he doesn't want to do the rest of Rashi's?
I thought I did the rest of Rashi's. And more Rashi's, I'm sorry.
Vishayasa Shinar, Shugaida Vyaitse Khutsi Gidaisav, Vishaido, Shado, Vishaite Fanimsa. Okay. Rahmana Shaye. In other words, three nights mutter. Fafino boss the yada might say if they yish. You know, so even if you got it before yish, the Rahmana is Shaye. Fino boss the yada might say if they yish. Even if you got it before yish. The Kame. That's where it says, Kidabina Mamma the Kame. The Shemaitzim. And Argumar, Nine Ave, the Shashatan, not. Okay. So Rava Omar Mehasha Aveyish. Trey Nafal. He lost it. Because she Yvoda Shuvain died to Allah. So that's like a very, Rashi's very unclear. Like, what's he trying to say? Like, he's saying Rava Svara. This makes Rava Svara. Rava gives a Rava hold Mehasha Aveyish. Why? Trey Nafal. So what?
Maybe like the lack of yish is keeps it in your property. It's just dropping it should take it out of your property. But if you're miyayish, that means it's not that the positive factor of yish that causes you the quandary to keep it. It's the fact that it wasn't non-yish.
Okay, that's a very creative shot. I don't think it's going to stim in the Gemara because the Gemara makes all kinds of applications to the Machlokes Abai and Rava, like Truma and Shlichus. And so over there, you need some kind of appointment.
What's he saying?
I'm saying that just like Rava holds Yish Shalom Das have a Yish, so likewise you can make a Shliach with Yish Shalom Das, whatever. So it's not a your upshot is that the Nefila is what does it. So that has nothing to do with you can never apply it to Truma and Shlichus and all these other cases.
So I was asking why does he need those two words, Rashi?
Which two words?
Another question is what is the last few words saying?
I mean, the other question is like, what is Rashi saying? Don't they? Like, what is he adding over what we know? That he's just saying the case, but the Gemara right. is supposed to be explaining the logic.
If Rashi was saying like me, they would, I think, would explain
yeah, right. it. Okay, we know that. Yivada Shuvain Daito Lav, we know that too. So Rashi is not really
right.
adding
it. According to me, it's saying the Bard, I think, right?
I know. As I said, it's very nice because I say Rashi Nafal, and Nafal does it. I just don't think you're going to kill the Gemara later. So
I think it's in the future tense. Uchashiyodeya. Doesn't that mean the future? Not because she, I think it's because she odeya. Yeah,
what? Not flow me, man.
Because she ibada. I thought it was.
Rashi.
Shainava, the future.
Ibada.
When he knows in the future.
Not he knows, when he becomes known.
When he becomes known, whatever. Right. That means Shuk ain't that little means he's not even going to think, hey, maybe I should have some shaykhs to this item. Ukhishi, right? That's what it means?
Okay, when he finds out, he will be miyayish.
He died to Allah. That's not as you.
Okay, let's keep on reading. The next Rashi, Aveda Midasi, that's later?
Yeah, that's next. That's next one. That's the Aro Sugya, Pairs Mavazaran. It's Aveda Midas, as you say.
Okay, let's just read up a little further. Tashma ben mifuzar and hala yada denafa mibay. So she is shlamidas. Hamra mikiva bar kama haki bimashkata debay. Ziri askine da ve midasi. Okay. Now she says, Ash de ve midasi. Shall not be menu umidasi nicha hefker.
He left in a purpose after. Right, which sounds like it has nothing to do with Yish. He left it on purpose.
Is that contrasting the Rashi before that of Nafal?
Where did Rashi say Nafal?
The Rashi right before we just asked. Rashi says Shaharei Nafal.
Yeah, well, that was here it says regular case. That's by a regular case.
Right, I'm saying so Rashi's pointing out to some kind of nefila that makes some kind of difference. I don't know exactly why it's that's going to feel, I'm saying, but that's Rashi does say the word Shaharei Nafal, and now over here he says Shaloi Nafal.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here, because here it's Aveda Midas, and there's Aveda. Okay, let's continue. Tashma, Mogli Fizara, Sarah Shalom, Amai Holo Yada Dafamine, Hosanamik Rav Yitzhak, Namra Adamosi, the Mashrech Mikiso, Bechol Shah Vishah. Okay, Nami Adamosi Mashrech Mikiso, Bechol Shah Vishah. So we assume before you picked it up, it was the guy knew. Rashi says, "I say, Mashrech, we call them Shemotzo Zeh, know that a bind of Shenafimenu." But a Chayra, an interesting chat. What would be if we know that's not true? In other words, what if you saw it fall out of the guy's pocket, and you saw that he didn't know, and you picked it up before he was Mashrech Bekiso? So Pashim Shat, that it would be a different din. No, that's the Pashim Mashmos. If I'm walking down the street and I see a guy, something falls out of his wallet, and I right away pick it up before he had a chance to even check. So then the pashtus, even though the Mishnah says you can keep it, you can't keep it because it's Yishonamidas. Okay. I'm not 100% sure if that din is true, but that's what it sounds like. Okay.